Virgin Radio 104.4. We are a family here, and you know, we do call each other out a lot of the time. I get called out. Everyone gets called out, really.
Of course, yeah. That's what, you know, good friends do. We keep each other in check.
We feel Rossi. It's a bit of an intervention here. If I could get a phone guy Eddie, please, in the studio. New girl Nala as well, and web girl Juju.
We're family here on the Chris Fade Show.
Rossi smelling himself. It's got nothing to do with your odor, mate.
No, nothing to do
is
with that.
Is that okay, though? Just to...
Yeah, that's fine.
That's right. Everyone's going to come in here, and we're not trying to corner you, but we just know that it's easier to say it on the...
It's because we love you, Rossi.
Yeah.
That's first thing you need to know. We love you, and this is why we feel the need to say something.
Rossi, over the last year, every day at work, we've noticed and we've all talked about it, and we're bringing it up with you now. Is Rossi, you wear the exact same clothes.
Why are you laughing? Don't laugh.
It's an intervention, ladies. You wear the exact same clothes every single day.
Yep.
These same stone-washed black jeans that are too big for you around the waist, and we see your purple underwear every day.
That's
you got the same black t-shirt on every day, and the same shoes. Sometimes, if we're lucky, you wear socks. Sometimes. It's every day. There is never another outfit. And we understand that you have five of the same black shirts. And,
10, actually.
And
you bought me them for my birthday.
But we need you to wear something else.
Just change your jeans. Maybe wear blue jeans instead of black. Maybe wear a blue shirt instead of black. Put on a white t-shirt.
Fine, Gaetti.
Or even your gym clothes. It's fine. Just wear them. Just change. Just
I know you like
else.
It when I wear my gym clothes. You complimented me on that before.
Yeah.
New
the
girl
short
Nala,
shorts, you like them, right?
And web girl Juju, would you like? Did you know? When did you notice that he was wearing the same clothes every single day for the last year?
It's very noticeable. He does not change.
Yeah.
It's black every single day.
A new girl Nala.
I noticed it like after 2 weeks that he really likes black, and then you guys kind of brought it up, and then I started noticing it even more.
See, there's no problem in liking black. Black is my favorite color too, Big Rossi. No problem at all. The problem comes. You wear the same exact t-shirt and the same exact jeans.
It's like it's a uniform.
There's no variation.
There's no uniform, mate. We don't have a uniform here.
You can wear different
black
shirts.
And I'll put my hand up and say I like wearing black as well.
Yeah,
but
same.
I have like different cuts. And do you need us to get you? Like you've got, I've seen your wardrobe. It's great. You've got some great Fred Perry shirts that you used to always wear.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what happened to those? Over to you. Let's let him have a chat.
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah,
mate. We've spoken too much. Sorry, man.
Go.
Sorry.
The problem is that I keep my jeans in my daughter's bedroom. Like, I've got a wardrobe there, and they're all in the cupboard, right?
Yeah.
So by the time I'm getting my clothes ready for the next day, she's already asleep. So I think to myself...
So every day this has happened for the entire year? Never
that's
once?
That's one reason. Second reason is, obviously, a lot of the world's billionaires, Mark Zuckerberg, Gary Vee, wear the same exact clothes every day. Steve Jobs was a big believer in this.
No, they were a big believer in t-shirt and jeans, not the same t-shirt and same jeans.
Look at Mark Zuckerberg.
T-shirt and jeans.
Wears the same thing every day. And the reason is he doesn't want those decisions. He doesn't want those decisions in the morning or the evening.
Chris...
Don't waste time choosing the outfit.
Rossi.
You know what you're going to wear. You're going to wear the black t-shirt and the black jeans and the black shoes.
Rossi, you proudly said on radio the other day that you had 324 dirhams in your bank account. So you were not Mark Zuckerberg or the late Steve Jobs. You showed us your account. You said, I have 324 dirhams to last me until we get paid.
Yeah.
So...
And also, if for 1 year the problem has been that your clothes are in your kid's bedroom, would you not think to yourself, maybe I should not keep my clothes there?
Like I don't. It's the nanny, Julie. She's lovely. But
she's beautiful, you told us.
Not only does she put my jeans in that room, she also puts the bathroom towels. So
Rossi,
it's awkward.
You are a grown man. You can also move the clothes from the closet to a different space.
So
Ross, I know.
If there's all I'm saying, because we work on radio and we're getting filmed all the time, and that,
yeah,
and that's another reason
people are asking us some questions about it. Like, hey, in every video that we've ever shot over the last year, Rossi has the same attire on. Someone actually asked me, have you told him that he must wear these clothes or something? So I go, no, I want him to wear colours, and I understand the black. I know that feeling. I like to have the same sort of clothes and style.
It's slimming.
Should we have like clothes in the studio for you to change every morning when you
maybe
come?
Maybe a jacket, something.
Yeah,
just something.
Bring the wardrobe here. Yeah. Bring the wardrobe here.
You come accessorize.
Accessorize.
Wear jackets.
But I don't like the thought. I don't want to think about it. I just want to. I'm sure there's people who agree with me who do the same thing.
My friend Kim is messaging me as we speak, saying he's absolutely right. Billionaires wear all the same clothes.
And exactly. Like,
yeah, but he's got 324 dirhams in his account.
Actually, it's gone down. It's 242.
Thoughts? What do you think? 0487155444. Does he remain wearing what he remains? We just leave him alone. Maybe we should just shut up.
Maybe.
Take some calls next. Richard, what are your thoughts on this? Richard.
Good morning, guys. Big Rossi, you should be proud, mate. You've accomplished such a lot over the last year with all the weight loss and the hair transplant. Maybe not so much the bank account, but you should try something new, you know? You could be a style guru, style icon.
Yeah.
Why don't you try like a different design or different attitude, different outfit every day for a week and see what people think and go from there.
I like that idea so much because I think, Rossi, you've got like this brand new body to work with.
I'm hardly there yet, pretty. I think I've got another 10 kilos to lose.
You look amazing, Rossi.
Thanks very much. Richard, I appreciate your call, mate, but it's too much brain power for me, you know? It's wasting time.
But it's like making food for work, you know, if you plan it.
He doesn't do that. He has a meal company that gives him food. He actually doesn't really do anything, I've realized. Everything's just presented to him.
So it's pretty and Chris plan it for you every day. Maybe they alternate and let the public decide. Why don't the public vote?
Great
and
idea.
And give you some new ideas.
I love
Richard,
that.
Richard, have you got any children, Richard?
I do, yeah. I have a 14-month-old baby.
Oh, wow. So, like, your choices in the morning, how are they? I mean, are you choosing new outfits every day?
Mate, the world is choosing new outfits every day. Like,
I like to. I used to be the same. For work, I wear suits or I wear smart casual, but I used to wear a white shirt every day. But now I mix it up because it gives you a different feeling. And if I'm too lazy, I let my 14-month-old baby decide.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for the call, Richard.
Appreciate that, Richard.
Rossi,
yeah.
You have transformed. You've actually got, like, I envy that you can go into a store and just put on any pair of jeans and they probably fit you. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't have that. I've got, like, thick thighs, bigger waist, smaller. I can't, like, it's easy for me. You've got the option of so many clothes.
No, not
you do, mate.
Not
I'll walk into Zara, H&M, or any of those.
I've never been able to shop there, ever. I'm always, like, two sizes too big for
you'll be able to fit into them, guaranteed.
Well,
next week, 2 out of 5, bit of colour.
Just try. Just put 2 days next week.
2 out of 5, a little bit of colour.
Maybe we get the ladies on the team to choose the outfits.
All right.